Okay, Shalach. Tough Shinayin Tesla, because this, I think we're going to get a lot of mileage out of this Mitzvah. So first of all, the moral, the Gvuras Hashem. We've discussed these ideas before, but let's just see what he has to say here. He says, Shlosh Pamim Nemar Vayaminu. It says, in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says three times the concept of Emunah. Kasher Bamashe Ligol Osam Nemar Vayamein Ha'am. When Moshe Rabbeinu shows up in Mitzrayim, he says, but it says over there, Vayamein Ha'am, if you believed. Kifakar Hashem Esamo, that Hashem...
This is the
Maral, and I think the truth is, I think he is quoting... Is he quoting a Medrash over here? I don't remember if he's quoting a Medrash over here. I think this is his own Lashon. This is his own Lashon.
So where's the first time it says?
The first time, Vayamein Ha'am, right? That's in Perek Dalet in Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu first shows up. That Hashem remembered them, is Mashkiach upon them, he sees their suffering, etc. Ubekriyas Yamsuf Ne'emar Vayamein Hashem, Vashem uveMoshe Avdo. And at Kriyas Yamsuf, it says that Hashem, they believed in Hashem, uveMoshe Avdo. Moshe is his servant. V'etzal Har Sinai Ne'emar, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha Ba'ava Anan. And in Parshas Yisro, right, it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, behold, I'm coming to you, right, in the cloud. Laman Yishma Ha'am B'davri Yimach.
This is not an hour portion.
I understand. So you're talking about three different types of Emunah. Is this a provocation?
I thought it was three times.
Three times in the whole sequence. Because this one, other one was in Parsha Shmos.
Mm-hmm.
This one's in Parsha Shmos. Okay?
Concentrate.
Yeah, I understand, Rick. I was just looking for the Mishnah. Laman Yishma Ha'am B'davri Yimach. The gam becha yaminu l'olam, and also in you they will believe forever, and that's what it called. It's also emuna, and it's talking about in the context of matan Torah. So three.
Yisro says that in Moshe.
No, the Hashem says it to Moshe in Parshas Yisro. So the hare gimel emunos. These are the gimel emunos. In Zivaro be Yitzchus time that became clear to the Jewish people through the process of Yitzchus time, i.e., once in Parshas Shmos. Once in what do you call it in our parsha, Parshas Beshalach, and next week in Parshas Yisro. Okay, three
amunos. What does he say at Sinai?
V'gam b'chai yaminu l'olam. I'm going to speak to you, and they're going to hear record me speaking to you, and they'll v'gam b'chai yaminu l'olam, and also in you they will believe forever. Right? And we'll see what those three amunos represent in just a scooch. V'daki gimel amunos hem yisod hadas. These gimel amunos are the fundamentals of what do you call it of Yiddishkeit. The kasher chas v'shalom tipol achas mehem tipol hadas bechlol, and if one, God forbid, one of these three legs that form the foundation of the Jewish the Jewish people, the belief of the Jewish people, were to fall, then what do you call it? Then all of Yiddishkeit, God forbid, would fall. Ha'achas hi hashgacha shum hashgiach b'tachtonim. The first is Hashgacha, that Hashem is involved in their lives, and that's what they realized, that's what they believed in when Moshe Rabbeinu came to them in Mitzrayim, and they believed that Hashem saw their suffering, as he's watching, that he's seeing, he's involved with their lives. That's the first Emunah. That's the first Emunah. V'lokum Moshe Omrim Haminim, not like God forbid the Kofrim say, yeah, Ozav Hashem is Ha'aretz, that Hashem has abandoned the earth, and he's not involved, he's on vacation.
This is the second one,
right, this is the first one, the first one, right?
Hashem
is involved in life, he's Mashgiach. He's Mashgiach.
Get redundant here.
But, why didn't I take any pills this morning?
You want some?
No. Okay. Okay. Let's not get. That's what we call. They might be suspicious of us, though. They're in. We're listening to this. Okay. And not like the meaning, like the those who believe that Hashem is on vacation. He's not involved in the earth. He's too inconsequential, too unimportant for him. You know, he's on vacation, Acapulco. Shimkein lama na avodo so. Why do we serve him? Achar shein mashgiach b'tachtonim. If he doesn't care about us, why? What's the purpose of serving him?
Right, so
that's the first one. By Amina Am, that's in Parsha Shmos. Emuna shenis, the second emuna, shakol hu biyado, that everything is in Hashem's hand. There is nothing outside of his, what do you call it, outside of his purview. Everything is in his hand. Everything. Right, there is no, there's no other address, there's no other place to go to, there's no place to run to, there is no other thing. The ein davar chutz mimenu, v'zeh amunas metzius Hashem yizbarach. And that is the real emuna in Hashem's being, that He Himself is the metzius. He is reality. There is no other reality. He's not one more thing in reality. It's not that he's associated with reality. He's not a part of reality. He is the only metzius.
What's the connection to Kriyas Yom
Tov? Oh, so we'll see, right? Ki bevadai akol modim b'metzius Hashem Yisbarach, rak shelo yomar she'eino akol chas v'sholom, v'yuchol atzeis mershuso. Right? The people believe, right? Right? Everybody believes that Hashem exists. Right, but they don't say that there is nothing else. Right, people, that's a false perception of things. What they realize that Yom Tov is everything is His. L'chach emunas metzius Hashem, right? Yisbarach. This is still the second one. Shehu akol ve'ein davar chutz mimenu yisbarach. Everything recorded, everything is what he called is His. It's all Him. It's all from Him. Emunah Shlishi, the third emunah, Yedah BeHashem Yisbarach Es HaAdam V'Yitin Lo Torah V'Zeo Torah Min HaShamayim. And the third thing is that Hashem speaks to man, right? He speaks to man. He's not just involved with man. It's not just that He's the only reality, but He speaks to man, and that's called Torah Min HaShamayim. That He gives us Torah Min HaShamayim, and that was at Matan Torah.
That's the third one?
That's the third one. That's the third one at Matan Torah. Okay. The second emuna, and we discussed this before, right? But I think there's also, there's more. What contributed to their understanding at Kriyas Yom Suf, right? They're understanding at Kriyas Yom Suf that Hashem is the only reality. So there's several things that contributed. Right, and we'll see.
So how do they know Hashem is the only reality?
Right, how do they know Hashem is the only reality? I mean, the terminology the Maharal uses is that he would equate the Yam and the Abasha. It's sort of equate change the Yam into the Abasha. In other words, they saw that the sea all of a sudden became the dry land, and then it went back to the sea again, etc. But I don't think it's just the technical aspect of the Nes that they saw there. I think there's a lot more that also went into it, that gave them the ability to understand that Hashem is the only reality there. So let's see. We'll see a few things. Okay. Here's the picture of Elazar with the Medrash. V'hayu Mitzrim rotzim lavo acha Yisrael v'chozim achareim yireim shol yeshuva amayim aleim. Right? The Mitzrim are running after the Jewish people, but they're concerned. Maybe the water is going to swamp them. Right? Ma osa Kodesh Baruch Hu? What did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Nira lefneim ki ish rochev susya nekeva. Shenema lesusa si birichbei paro dimisich raya si. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, as it were, he saw the Mitzrim were a little skittish, you know, maybe what's going to happen here in the water. And what did he do? He, as it were, appeared before them, like a rider, upon a female sus, upon a female horse, right? The sus shaya rochev paro, ra sus yinakeva, and the male sus, that paro was riding, saw the female sus, right, going before him into the waters. V'ratz acharea, v'nichnas achareim bayam. Right? And when he caught it, ran after, when he caught Paro was on top of his sus, and his sus is running after the female sus, etc., and ran right into the sea. V'kisharoa mitzrim the Paro. Sh'nichnas ayam. And when they saw that Paro ran into the sea, right? Nichnasu kulam, they all ran into the sea. They all rode into the sea. Acharem, Shinemar Vayudifu Mitzrayim, Vayavo Acharem, Kol Sus Paro, Miad Shabo Amayim, Va'olu, Vayachasum, Shinemar Vayashuvo Amayim, Vayachasu, Es Arechev. Right? And then what happened? The water swamped them. Banazay Omer, Hakol Bemida, Right? It's all mida keneged mida. They saw what he called, it was Hashem is dealing with them measure for measure. Keshem shenizgo ha-mitzrim al Yisrael. Just like the mitzrim is a word, right, presented themselves as being dominant over the Jewish people in their gaiva, etc. V'yishlichu ha-yilodim la-yaora. And they conducted themselves in ways though no one is going to tell them what to do, and they're not going to have to answer to anybody. They took the Jewish children, the Jewish boys, and threw them into the Nile to drown them. Kachal Kodesh Baruch Hu hishlich osam layam. So Kodesh Baruch Hu threw them into the yam. Shneimar shiru l'Hashem ki go'o ga'a sus v'rachlo ramah v'yam. See that Hashem, right, sing to Hashem, in that he is what he called, he has shown his greatness over those who thought that they were great. And he took the horse and the rider all together, right, and threw them into the sea. Okay. So first of all, there's an incredible mida keneged mida that they saw over here, right? They saw that the very object, as it were, that they came to. That they took their pride in, as was in Egypt, in Sefer Devarim, it talks about that Egypt never turns their eyes heavenward to look for rain, because they're always just, the Nile just has, you know, is like a clock, right? It overflows its banks every time, same time, every year, etc., right? And so they never turn their eyes heavenward. And so they think, we call it, you know, that life is set, right? Life is set. I got all the best investments, right? Everything is set. Everything is secure. This is going to work like this. And I've figured out that contingency, next contingency. I'm in control. They're Balagaiva. And like Chazal also say, the sus is the most, is biggest Balagaiva amongst the animals, right? Mm. The sus. The horse is the biggest balgaiva amongst the animals. So they and their osusim, etc. And we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, you think that you're in control, you'll see that you're not in control. Not only that, but we saw in the Medrash here that the very thing that typified them, the idea of what he called of physicality, which we'll see more in just a moment, the concept of physicality, i.e. of znus, which is so typical, right, of people who are involved in what he called in the world from a physical standpoint of view. They're only interested in the physics, yeah. Sorry. That, no, I thought you were talking about pointing to Hashem, right?
Perfect.
So that brought about their very downfall. Let's see another divorce Hashem here. The old yesh was a sisrei chachma. Right? This is also in Gvuras Hashem. Meperek Dalad. Sisri Chachma. Mashahai Yisrael Meshubadim V'dafka B'Mitzrayim V'lo B'Mokam Acher. The Jewish people were subjugated specifically in Mitzrayim. Right? Why? V'zeh Kasher Amarnu Ki HaMitzrim Hem Dvukim B'Znus. Right? Their lives were parties. Right? Their lives were Znus.
The Mitzrim.
Right? Right, it's called the Ervas Haaretz, right? As we'll see in a moment, the Navi Yecheskel refers to their flesh like the flesh of the Chamor, right? Chamor Miloshen Chomer. Their lives were all about physicality, right? It was a place filled with kishuf, right? You could get whatever you wanted, however you wanted it, and when you caught it, you know, just at the snap of a finger, the use of your credit card, right? At kishuf. And what he called, and life revolved around, yeah, the pleasures of flesh. But oh, yesh, was a sisrei chokma, masha, how Yisrael mishubadim dafka b'mitzrayim v'lo mokam acher. V'ze kasher amarnu, ki ha-mitzrim em dvukim biznus. Right? That was their raison d'etre. V'yadua ki ha-nimshach achar aznus, hu ha-nimshach achar ha-chomer o-maisa behema. A person whose whole life revolves around that. Right, he has, as it were, committed himself to a life of physicality, of chomer, maisa behemah, just like being what he called not relating, not focusing on his higher essence, his higher potential essence. Lefichach amra Torah b'mincha sota, and so too also in the din of mincha sota, shehi korbanas, when she brings a korban, her korban is korban saorim. Right, made out of barley. Barley is considered generally animal food. V'shisha asas a ma'isa behema lachen korbanah ma'isa ma'icha behema. In other words, we're talking concerned about a person who is what he called has been guilty of infidelity, right, in her marriage. Fine, okay. Ki inyan asnus, he metavas haguf. Right? The idea of znus is what just one of the desires of what we call it, of the body. The Israel Shem Nivdalim Kadoshim Hay.
There's the eye sees and above body follows.
Right. Right.
So versus the eye.
The it's because the I don't want to get lost in that. Right, right. You know, in other words, it's like we saw in previous parshas, right? Kaved lev paro, the pasuk says. Kaved lev paro. So the medrash says, naso libo kaved. His heart has become a kaved. Has become a liver. His heart became a liver. And we talked about it once before, that the idea is that in terms of the physical organs associated with the spiritual system of a person, right? The mind, the heart, and the liver are the three main, what do you call it, the three main organs. Mm-hmm. The mind is associated with, what do you call it, with chachma, right? And that's with the seat of the neshama. And the heart is associated with the ruach, person's spirit, which direction does a person follow, how is his conduct, his affect, etc. And that's associated with the lave, right? And the liver, right, which is all dam, right? Like we know when you kasher liver, you can't just salt it, you have to broil it because it's all dam, it's filled with blood, right? That's associated with the nefesh, right? With the person's wants, his drives, his life force. When a person, right, this we've discussed before, right? The Zohar talks about it.
Mind.
When a person, right, a person's mind is on top, right? So it's moach, and then underneath it is his lave, right? And then the bottom, arbitrary court, is kaved. In other words, that spells the first letter of each word, moach, lave, kaved, spells melech. Melech, he's a king. In other words, we're not coming to neuter the person. We're not coming to deny that there's a physical aspect of the person, but it needs to have its proper, you know, place, right? So when the moach is on top, and this one, there's a constant struggle between, you know, the truths of the mind and the desires of the, as it were, of the nefesh, of the kaved, be it the desire for power, right, gaiva, be it the desire for pleasure, right? So you pick your psychologist, right? If you're into Freud, if you're into Adler, whatever you want, right? And those drives are at the bottom. Now, there's a struggle between the moach and the kaved over the lave. What will my affect be? And the pasuk says, ki nasa libo kaved. In other words, Paro's heart has become a kaved. In other words, the kaved has conquered. The kaved is conquered. Right. And it's what he calls it. It's kelim. Kelim, which is busha. Kaved on the top, lave underneath it, and the moach, not the moach, the person, it doesn't retard a person's intellect. What it does, though, is it harnesses the intellect for serving the purposes of what he called of the seeking of pleasure. Kaved, desire, again, be it the desire of power, be it the desire of pleasure, a report on the top, the lave, right, the world of affect, where I conduct myself, etc., of course, is subordinate to it, and the world of the intellect is now meant, recalled, to be designed for serving the world of pleasure, right, and as we all know, I think it's pretty fairly clear that if, God forbid, you know, if there were a way to neuter mankind, right? Or like, let's say, instead of always being worried about, you know, nuclear bombs being dropped or biological warfare, if they could mix into the water supplies of Western civilization something that would, what do you call it, that would neuter the drive for pleasure, then the world economy would collapse. World economy collapse because everything, everything, not everything, 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 but so much is dedicated to what he called to do, to, right, to what he called to the world of pleasure, supporting the world of pleasure, right? What he called, you know, I'm not saying all cybersecurity is all involved with what he called with that, but when you got a lot to what he called to hide, so you have to make sure that no one else can creep into your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, your what he called your whatever, your burpee, I don't know, whatever they call everything, etc. You got to make sure people can't crawl into it, right? Aside from the fact that we want them to steal your bank account, but it's not just stealing your bank account. We don't want people crawling into our private lives because the people got a lot to be embarrassed about in their private lives, etc. So the whole industries would collapse, right? Who could sell cars anymore? You can only sell a car, right? If you've got we call a woman standing next to the car, right? Well, my Kesher, what does that have to do with it? Right? When would have pictures of little children really caught in car seats and study? Why don't they sell them like that? I mean, upon occasion they do, but it's rare. But okay, Shia. That's okay. Okay. So this is because that's why Klal Yisrael was what we call was exiled, was in the Golus, was in the Shibud of Mitzrayim. Right? Because Israel, Shehem, Nivdolim, Ukdoshim, and Arayas, the Klal Yisrael, the Shprach that the Maharal uses, not in this particular Ketan, not in this particular paragraph, is that Israel represents the Tzura, right? What is the form of what he called, what man has made, the Tzelem Lukim, what's he meant to be? Again, we're not coming to neuter the person, right? Not coming to neuter the person, we're not coming to neuter what he called a person that drives a person's physicality. So the question is prioritization, you know, what's on top, what's on bottom, who's on first, who's on second. Yeah, what's on second, etc. So the Klai Yisrael, right? They're meant to be the a nation of Kedoshim, Toshim and Arayas. That's the Tzura, the form, the Tzura, not the matter, not the physicality, etc. That is meant to be right properly shaped and led, what you call it, in a healthy and useful fashion. Their flesh is like the flesh of the chamor. Fine. Okay. Alright. So this is all the backdrop. This is all the backdrop. Backdrop is what we call the three fundamental faiths, right? The first fundamental faith is that Hashem is Mashgiach. The second fundamental faith that Hashem is basically everything, you know, Milvado. And the third fundamental faith, which is really for next week, is Torah Min Hashemayim. Hashem speaks to man. Now, in this backdrop over here, where they saw the erasure, as it were, of this entire system, this entire civilization, right? Because here, you think for a second. Think for they lived in Mitzrayim 210, 400 years. How many years they lived in Mitzrayim? And the whole culture, right, is a culture of Kibisar, Chamor, and Bisar. The whole culture is like that.
Just like America.
Okay, well, let's get it. When you call out the whole culture is like that. Whole culture. Right? And that's what life is about. And they were in Memtesh Shari Tuma, so you can't not be affected. You live in such an environment for so long. So they maintained whatever they maintained their names, they maintained their clothing, maintained their language, etc. But still, you can't be affected by it. And all of a sudden, right, the very symbols of that culture, their pride, their usage of what he called their attempt to destroy the Jewish people with water. The water, Maral says, well, the water is the symbol in our physical world of something which is totally chomri. It takes whatever shape you put it into, right? That's chomer. Chomer is stuff. It gets the tzura of whatever you put it into, right? And that entire civilization, they see it crumble in front of them. So that caused the person to realize that there isn't another way other than the way Hashem wants, right? And as Hashem offers us the opportunities, He allows us, you know, to live in a life of a mirage, choose in order to give us bechira chafshis, etc. But when push comes to shove, that world, what he called it erases itself. They descended into the water, the very water, as it were, that was so symbolic of what their essence was, the world of Chomer, that same water which they tried, as it were, to use to drown the Jewish people in their gaiva, the thought that they'd never have to answer to anybody for what would call for the atrocities they perpetrated against the Jews, right? the medrash that was brought down that it led them, the sus, yeah, the female sus, led the male sus of Paro into the water, and all the Mitzvim followed after them, that choice of seeing the world through the lens of physicality is self-destructing. Why? Because there's only what he calls the will of Hashem, what he wants, right? So that gives that's one step into why it becomes so clear to them that only there's only Hashem. Then another step. It says Vayosha Hashem Bayoma Hu Es Yisrael. Right, this is the introduction to the Shiur. We say it every day, right? Vayosha. Vayosha Hashem Bayoma Hu before Az Yashir, right? Vayosha Hashem Bayoma Hu Es Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim Vayah Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Meis Al Svas Hayom. Right? Says the Sifsei Kohen, right? From Svas. Kumash Amar B'Medrash. Mibnei Arba Dvarim Ro Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Meisim. Right? For four reasons, the Jews saw the Mitzrim dying, in the process of dying. Right?
Four reasons why the Jews
had to see the Mitzrayim dying. One, Kadesh lo yomu, Kishem shalinu mitzad zeh. Cain, right? Mitzrayim, olu mitzad acher. And if the Mitzrayim just disappeared, they said, oh, no, just like we came up on one side, they went right up on another side of Yamsuf, etc.
Understand.
And what do you call it? The Mitzvah just disappeared. They didn't see them anymore. So they say, just like we went, what do you call it? We crossed over, and the question is, how exactly did they cross? Mm-hmm. Right? Did they cross like this, like a horseshoe? Did they cross across, whatever it is? But just like there were lanes for us, they went in other lanes. They didn't catch us. They went to other lanes. They went up on another side, another shore. Right? They shouldn't think that. They just have to see them dying. Ukadeshul Yomra Mitzrim, Kashim Shehem Avudim. Cain avdu Yisrael bayam, and so the Mitzrim shouldn't think, right? And this is the last thing. This is such an unbelievable thing, right? It was important before the Mitzrim died that they should realize that there is a king, and there is a judge, right? And that record, the king of all kings and the judge of all judges, yeah, etc., record extracts payment. Right, for those who would call it, who
Jews had to see this.
This is the second one. Is the Mitzrim had to see it before they died. There's
four reasons why the Jews had to see it.
I understand. Okay, would call it the four reasons why this event had to take place. Okay, fine. Right, perhaps also maybe even so the Jews should see that the Mitzrim should see. Okay, but first also one, the Mitzrim should see. No one's going to leave this world. Right, no one leaves this world thinking that he won. You know what I mean? No one leaves this world thinking he won. The doc brings down and tell him that every person before they die, they see the Shekhinah. Every person before they die, they see the Shekhinah. So no one leaves this world saying, aha, right, you know, I won. It doesn't happen.
Good purposes.
And the Radak, if I remember, I think it's in the end of Mishnah Yom HaShabbos.
Okay.
I think so. I have to check, but I think so.
Okay. So what's the first reason again?
First reason is the Jews shouldn't think. In other words, we're trying to eradicate anything. Yeah. Any lack of clarity in a person's emuna. So they shouldn't think. What do you call it? The Mitzvah went up on the other side. They got to see the Mitzvah dying. So the Mitzrim shouldn't think, or perhaps is the way you want it, but he called it that the Jews should realize the Mitzrim didn't think that they won, right? And the Mitzrim should have to admit, yeah, to the truth of Hashem and his guidance of the world, etc. That what he called, that's the second reason. The second reason. Because we'll see in just a second.
Third,
right? So that the Jews should receive the booty of what he called of Mitzrayim. In other words, all of the wealth of Mitzrayim that they put on, they bedecked their horses with jewels and gold and silver, etc. Right? So now that all is going to go to Klal Yisrael. Kaz is going to use that, hopefully, to build a Mishkan, right? What is the physicality for? Is it for preening oneself, you know, prancing around, looking like, you know, what do you call it, like, you know, like a stuffed goose? Or is the purpose, what do you call it, to do good deeds with it, right? And so, the recourse to the Jews should receive all that chomer, as it were, which afterwards, God willing, they will sanctify, though it did cause some problems as well, right? But it's just a separate issue, right? It's the cheta egel, but okay. Right, we're talking potential, what it's there for. Ukadesh Yisrael, no steam a name by him.
On the fourth one?
Yeah, the fourth one. And so the Jewish people should record, should look at the mitzrim, umakirim osam, and recognize every mitzri, umochichim osam, and reproach them. They recall, they saw all the people that abused them. The Jew suffered, yeah, at the hands of this one, that one, the next one. He saw all of his abusers. And he reproached him, right? Do you remember what you did to me then? Did you remember what you did to my family then? Etc., etc. V'chol echa v'echa ra'a es hanoges shelo. Each one saw his oppressor. V'enkiro, right? And recognized him. V'hayi Yisraeli lokeach min olu metapeach alponav. Right? You take a shoe off and bash him in the head. Right? You call it, this is what you did to me, and this is what you did to me, and this is what you did to my family, etc., etc. Umakebo. Our medrash. Vayah Yisrael Tzrayim meis al sras hayom. Velo meis ki inyan shenamar. But says nafsha ki meis alo meis. Kidei shiiru ha mitzrim kvodim umahalosam. And so the mitzrim should also see the glory. Right?
And fifth reason.
This is the, it's a function of what he called of the mitzrim, like we said before, right? They should see they should see what he called the greatness of the Jewish people. Kadesh Yiru a mitzrim kvodim umalosim shel Yisrael v'loyom v'kashem shehem avudim kach Yisrael. They should think, oh, just like we're destroyed, they're also destroyed. In other words, the truth is revealed right to the nth degree, to the nth degree. And they had to be mocked at that as well. Fine.
That was, what about Pharaoh? He was, they were just believers. They were just the followers.
Hey, listen, everybody's got free will.
Okay. Free will if you live on our despot.
They still have free will. They still have free will. Right? I mean, say to me, it's harder. For seven, but cool.
If your wife's a despot, do you have free will?
Here we are again. there's life, there's hope. Okay, at any event, yeah. Further. The Svasemes. Now, this is really cool. This is a different aspect of what gave them this incredible clarity to realize that it is Eino Levon. Here's the entire scenario: the water drowning them. They're seeing the Mita connected Mita. Their ability, as it were, to approach the individual mitzvah and abuse them. All that is creates them. But there's another thing here as well that gave them this clarity, and that's what the Svasemes says over here. It brings a medrash. The medrash says that Yemitzias Mitzrayim Kaviyachol, right, was more difficult than Kriyas Yamsuf for Hashem. What does that mean? Yetzias Mitzrayim was more difficult than Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? What does that mean, difficult? Nothing difficult for Hashem. But the idea being, because in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was almost a unilateral act on the part of Hashem. Because they didn't really record, they had some emunah, but it wasn't a lot, and it wasn't like they had a lot of schus, etc. But in Kriyas Yamsuf, right, they demonstrated their emunah. They would call it, Hashem said they would call it, they have to demonstrate, they tell them to go into the Yam, and they went into the Yam. They went into the Yam. Nachshon ben Aminadav, Shem ben Yamim, the rest of the Jewish people followed after them, right? Into the Yam. So that Kaviyachol makes it because we participated in it. Because we participated in it, it made the event transpire, quote unquote, with less difficulty. Right? It's not unilateral, but there was bilateral participation over here. The Jewish people also participated in it. So that makes it kaviyachol easier. Right? And as Hashem makes the world, he wants man, you know, through the exercise of his free will to grow, to become, very cool, to give birth to himself, right? To earn a connection to Hashem rather than just being a freebie. So anytime that Hashem has to unilaterally do things, it's where it's difficult, because that's not the will of Hashem that it should be unilateral on his part. So therefore, you see, the scribes and the measures were more difficult. But Kriyas Yamsuf, they participated, but they were called, they jumped in. They jumped into the Yam. They were more passive in Mitzrayim. They're more active in Kriyas Yamsuf. And Haminu v'amru shira. Kein tzarech adam latayer libo. Yeah, it's what he calls, says the Svasemis. Everybody goes to Medrash. Right? Kodim shispala. Ha'ininu, he says. Tichsiv oz yashir. Right? Oz yashir. Then they sang. Right? When they crossed, when they saw the splitting of the sea and they passed over it and the Mitzvahim were destroyed and they sang. Oz yashir. Mashma sha'oz nigmar ikar ha'mechuvan shalagula. Right? Oz means then, at that point. And until then, things weren't 100% clear to them. But now things became clear to them. Why did it become clear to them? It became clear to them because of all that we discussed before. They saw the incredible Mida Kenegan Mida in terms of Hashem's justice vis-a-vis the Mitzrayim, but also became clear to them because they participated, right? They were Moser Nefesh, right? And Oz Yashir Mashmasha Oz Nigmar Ikar Mechuvan Shelagula. This was the main tachlis, the intention of the Gula. Ka'ikar Hayash Nivru.
Yom Suf was the main intention of the Gula?
Of the Gula. Right? Again, we haven't gotten to the Torah yet, but in terms of the process of the Gula, right? Right, we didn't get to Lakachti yet, where Hashem is going to give us the Torah. But in terms of the Gula, the Yitziah from Mitzrayim, the exit from Mitzrayim, the ultimate goal was achieved only at Yam Suf. Shenivru b'nei Yisrael hayir al habore, ki ha'ikar haya. Right, the main goal of the Yitziah Mitzrayim and the destruction of that entire culture and that system, etc., and the incredible mita keneged mita that they witnessed, that they all saw, was to bring them to the realization that the person, the reason why a person was, by Bnei Yisrael, was created, was to testify to Hashem, right, and to sing His praises. To connect to Hashem. Because there they stood at Yam Suf, right? Right? They stood at Yam Suf. And imagine here they're standing
there. The main intention of Gula was either the destruction of the culture.
But the main of what was that they should realize that they were created to call out in song to Hashem. Right. To call in song to Hashem. To attach themselves, yeah, as we'll see, right? Be'yiro be'ava, be'dechilu rachimu, with fear and with love to Hashem. That was what he called. That was the main purpose. Because imagine what he called. Imagine they're standing there, right? They've saw the Eser Makos.
Mm-hmm.
They came to Yam Suf. They saw the incredible Mido Keneged Mida. Mm-hmm. They're able to absorb more now because they actually participated, rather than being just what he called a unilateral act on the part of Hashem. And they're thinking to themselves, what was the purpose of all this Golus? Right? Just to put us through, what do you call it, just to put us through a difficult time and then to end the difficult time? That's not it. Right? Our entire, all of our lives and everything that we went through and our fathers and our fathers' fathers and our fathers' fathers' fathers went through, all the torment, all the difficulty, right? All the, what do you call it, all of the being steeped in Egyptian culture and then seeing it erased, right, called in a minute, it was meant to create, make us into a vessel which is capable of realizing that our purpose in life, right, is to connect to Hashem in a state of awe and in a state of joy, right? And that's certainly a person who's been through a rough life, right? And then all of a sudden, record, it realizes it's like you have a capacity, as it were, to see things more deeply. Right, sometimes we're drawn, you know, after all sorts of frivolous, you know, superficial things, etc. But when you've been through what they went through in Mitzrayim and then seen all of Rinkol, that entire system erased in one fell swoop, Amzu Yatzarti Li, the Pasuk says in the Navi, this nation I have created for me, Tilasi Yisapeh, where they will tell over my praise. They were cleansed. The Kura Barzel. I mean, they were Memtesh Shari Tuma, right? They're, but that was just all peripheral. But it gave them the ability to draw perspective after living in that world and then seeing that world erased, now to be a proper vessel for praise to Hashem. Lashir, Lazamer, Lefanu Yisbarach. L'chein kishenigmar geula niftach piem v'amru shira. When they realized that, and why do we go through all of this, right? They saw things in Mitzrayim, but they couldn't put their finger on why did we go through all of this. But when they realized the experience of what what became clear to them at this point, they said, that's why we went through all of this. And then they sang Shira. L'chein ha'aminu, kishiyotu Mitzrayim, mikol mekom lo evinu ma yisro na'asal yidei ha'golos. They didn't, until they got the Yamsuf, they didn't understand what was the purpose of all this golos. V'achachach evinu, Shanasu Kalim, they realized that they became the vessels to be able to sing to Hashem. Right? And this, says the Sfasimus, is something that everybody experiences all the time. Right? A person has to think, right? Has to come into contact with what you call, with look back in his life, as it were, right? And realize that all the events, right? Sometimes they're not so pleasant, they're not so painful, etc. But all of them really, Rikol, Hashem is designed in order to turn me into a kli to sing His praise, even if I don't understand yet why, right? Because we don't always understand yet why. They over there, Yam Suf, they mamish, they saw it in front of their eyes. We don't always understand it, but that person has to really struggles, as it were, yeah, to try and get that concept in his mind clear that everything is preparing me to be able to connect to Hashem. Even though some things are very painful and I don't understand Bechlal at this point yet, but I struggle to be mitire myself from that. And that's why we sing the Shira, right? We say Oz Yashir, then we say Kriyashma, Hashem is Echad, and then we step into Tefillah. And so the Medrash says, a person should be mitire his heart before he davens. Mitire his heart before he davens, right? To come to grips with the fact that it must be that everything, just like they saw with their flesh and blood eyes, they saw it at Kriyas Yam Suf, that everything that led up to this point, that everything that transpired was all to transform them into what you call into people who would stand in awe and love of Hashem. A person, we struggle to do the same thing also. We're struggling with tire cells. We don't have the same sound and light show they did. But that's what we have to struggle to do. And upon that wreck, upon that backdrop, then what do? We say Kriyashma, and then we daven. Just by and by, I'm just going to synopsize this bottom Gvuras Hashem over here. It says, "Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo." It says they believed in Hashem and Moshe's servant. Why do I forget to believe now in Hashem and Moshe's servant? Because Moshe, and the Gvuras Hashem talks about here, the Maral talks about over here, Moshe, his name is Moshe, to draw out of the water. Right? Maral asks the question. He says, why was the name Moshe, not Mashui? He was drawn out of the water. No, he's Moshe. He's the one who draws out of the water. Because Moshe is the antithesis, right, of what do you call it, of the Mitzri culture. Moshe is the pinnacle of humility. Ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. He's the most humble of all people. Paro, right? Paro is the one who says, Leo Riva Niasisi, the Nile is mine, right? And it runs according to my will, right? Moshe speaks to Hashem Pel Peh. Paro, the letters of his name, the Rabbeinu Bachi says, no, the Zohar says, I think, but the letters of his name are Oref, the nape of the neck. He's faced the opposite direction. Right? V'aminu Hashem Moshe Avdo, they believe in Hashem, right? But they also believe in Moshe, the Eved Hashem, right? That is the way a person is meant to be. He is the pinnacle, he is the height, he is the success of what it means to be a Tzelem Elokim. Moshe Avdo, to be an Eved Hashem. So now let's just see what you call one more section over here. And I think this is really cool. This is very important. This is very, very important. Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael, the first pasuk of the Shira, Sashira Zos Hashem v'yomru le'mor, Hashira Hashem ki go'og, oh, asuch v'vor, achma v'yom. Right? Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael. Right? So it doesn't say, Az Shar, they sang. Yashir, they will sing. Right? So the Chazal say that's a remnant to Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. And as the way you are in this world, if you're singing to Hashem, right? Zafka, they use the choice of singing to Hashem. That's the way you are in the next world. And because the whole purpose, right? Is why pick this as all the Ramazim, right? To what you call to Tchias HaMesim. Because again,
The Shira
is the remez for Kriya Samishi?
No, it says Az Yashir. Then they will sing. We will sing. Then they sang. No, you will sing. And there's the degree to which your life is song to Hashem. The degree to which, you know, which goes requires all these, this backdrop, etc. Struggling to mimetize yourself, right? So that you can record struggling to mimetize yourself, that you know that everything in Hashem is living with bitachon, right? Again, this is easier said than done. I'm not proper in Tzidkis here. That's obvious. Yeah? But the struggle to record, to mimetize yourself, right? So that you can live your life as much as possible, as much as you're capable of, as a form of song to Hashem.
Is a song?
That is my song. In other words, if I have been mitire myself, etc., I'm struggling to be mitire myself, that I know that everything Hashem is really called, that I've experienced, is all to make me really called, to make me better, even though some things are incredibly painful, and I don't have answers to my questions, but I struggle to really called, to be mitire myself in that. Then my Kriya Shema is a different Kriya Shema. And I say Hashem is Echad. And my standing in tefillah before my Creator, and knowing that everything that I have, and everything that I had, and everything that I will have, is all dependent upon Him. It's all from Him, right? And I'm turning to connect to Him, right? That becomes the shir of my life. That becomes the song of my life. And that will be my song. That will be my connection to Hashem after I've shuffled off the mortal coil. That's good from here, from Shira, from the concept of Shira. We learn Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. In other words, we give birth to ourselves. We give birth to ourselves through our struggle to be Boteach in spite of all the difficulties, right? And to declare B'Kriya Shema Hashem Echad, and to be Mispala before the Borei Olam, right? That becomes our song after we leave this world.
Okay. Song is not really singing, but it's our essence. It's our operation.
That's the way we call it. That's what we call it. To do things, what we call it, etc. And what we call it, just by and by, Moshe
that's
says.
That's our change of reality.
Right, that's what we call it.
That's
right?
Our reality.
Right, that's what becomes our reality. Moshe says, Amar Moshe, says the Rebbeinu Bachi, brings to the Medrash. Ba'oz karasi tagar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I first was sent to take Jewish people out, I said, what he called me, Oz Basi al Paro Ladabi Bishmecha. I said, what he called, after things got worse for the Jewish people. And I said to Hashem, I said, understand me, Oz, from the time that I came to talk in your name, things got worse. What's going on over here? Lama Reo Salamazeh, Lama Zeh Shalachtani. I'll use the same word now to praise you. Moshe says it. The same word, Oz. Yeah, from the time that I appeared to speak on your behalf, things have gotten worse for the Jewish people. I didn't understand that, and why does it have to be this way? I'll use that very same word now, Oz Yashir Moshe. I'll sing with that, right? To learn from one's mistakes, to grow, etc., etc., etc. So fine. Let's just see this last ketzah over here, right? The last ketzah over here. Very interesting thing. The Kol Simcha, this was Rav Binim, Simcha Bunim Yipshisch, right? The Rebbe of the Chusharim, right? The Kutzker, we call that whole generation of Hasidic giants. He says that he brings the Medrash. The Medrash says, Oz Yashir, right? Hu Dichsiv, like we say in Eish Yisrael, Pia Pascha V'Chochma, Besoras Chesed al Lashona. So there's some relationship between Pia Pascha v'Chachma. The mouth, kilo of the Jewish people, is open to Chachma. Besoras Chesed al Lashona, and the Torah of Chesed is upon the tongue. Says the Medrash, Miyom Shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam, Vad Sha'am Di Yisrael Ayam Lo Matzino Adam Sha'amar Shira La Kodesh Baruch Hu El Yisrael. This is an amazing Medrash. Medrash from the time of creation. Until now, no one sang Shira to Hashem. Now, this L'chor is against, right? Lots of sources in Chazal that say, Adam HaRishon said Mitzvah Shira Yom HaShabbos, right? Avravinu says Shira, Eitan Ezrachi, etc. There are plenty of sources. The Mefarshim Medrash generally say, that what it means is that they weren't zochet to have their shira written in the Torah. But I think according to what comes, what Rabinim says, something else comes out from this. And he says,
that could be argued.
Some Mark Lucas. It's somebody vague. It's argued so many different sources. What he quotes says, he brings the Medrash goes down. I'm going to go read the whole Medrash. When Avram was saved from the Kibshan Aish, he didn't sing Shira. And when Yitzchak was saved from what he called from what he called from the Akkad, he didn't sing Shira. When Yaakov was saved from what he called from Esav, he didn't sing Shira. When Yaakov was saved from what he called Sarshal Esav, when he was saved from Lavan, he didn't sing Shira. So what's going on? What he called? There are plenty of sources that say that he did. So again, the Marzu, one of the Farshim Medrash says that the Pshat is because they weren't zochet to have their Shira written in the Torah. But it's the Pashtut of the Medrash is they didn't sing Shira. So what does that mean? It says, Biurzeh, says Rabbinim, Kinei ha'yira hu shar la'shem tzadikim yavovo. Right? The gateway, right, for the tzadikim to enter is the gateway of yira, of fear. Fear of Hashem.
The gateway of the
tzaddikim have to pass through is Hayira. Zeh Ashar LaHashem tzaddikim yavo. Yira. Hagam she'ikar avoda hi ava. Even though the ikar avoda is to do it with love, with ava, but unless you pass through the shar of Yira, you don't know what ava is. Amnam Hayira hi shar la'ava. U'mayira bo la'ava. It's only through Yira that a person can come to Ava. Kesharo amaving gdulas bore b'chol olamos v'habruim asbalo yiras haromus. When a person sees the greatness, right, the greatness of Hashem, he comes to yiras haromus. He comes to record the standing of awe in the glory, the greatness of Hashem. And when he realizes the purpose of all of this, right, of all of this greatness, of all of this wisdom that you see, of all of the complexity of creation, the whole purpose of it is for the Jewish people. Then a person comes like a child, he's in a state of ahava. V'zeh nikra chochma stima. And this is called the hidden chochma. The hidden wisdom is to know how much Reiko Hashem loves us, and therefore how much we in turn should reciprocate and love Hashem, because we're loved that much. U'kamayim rechazal. Yimein yira in chochma. If there is no yira, there's no chochma. Right? If a person doesn't have yira first, he can't come to that deep, deep chachma.
No understanding.
Right. He would call never think of that yira. And that the deepest understanding is how much Hashem loves us, and which should generate in us a sense of reciprocity of how much we should love Him. Kemashal, says Rabbinim, Haben HaKoton, who mischate lifnei aviv, ka'avas nafsho, little child, right, he plays with his father, right? But Avivosa lo Ratzon, his father does for him whatever he wants, you know, pick me up, carry me here, record, do for me somersaults, etc. The Chomash Medabri Usimcha Lifnei Aviv. Everything the son does, record, says in front of his father, record, oh, record, the father says so cute, right? It's just a pleasure from Simcha Lifnei Aviv. Simcha Lifnei Aviv. The Chochma Yechashiv. The Achashibba B'yamim. Then he gets older. Child gets older. Huyarim bnei aviv. He stands in fear before his father. In awe. Because he realizes how great his father is. And so he backs off a little bit. Because how close can I be? Right? Gamarchi gatzum imenu. He distances himself. Amnam ima ben hahu hu chocham hu baldas. If the ben is really a chocham and a baldas. Right? V'yodeh heitev. Shu chaviv nirei aviv. He realizes how beloved he is to his father. But that his father derives pleasure from him, delight from him. As gam hu misorer etzlo ahava. So then he in turn awakens the love inside of himself, because recording in spite of the glory and the greatness of his father, he doesn't stand back because he knows he gives his father pleasure by what he called by being close to him. And now he becomes in a state of simcha. And enjoy his heart before his father. And that is which the father wants to be occupied with, the entire relationship with his son, right? V'zeh perush ha-medrash oz yashir. Hu dichsiv pi ha-pasva ha-chachma. Perush zeh she-nichnasu mi-yira le-ava. Right? Right? They went from the state of yira to ava. Ha-gdola lomar shir l'chnei Hashem Yisbarach. And they sang shira. V'zeh nikra chachma stima. And that's called the hidden chachma. V'yom shabara kosh broch uz olam. V'ad she-omdu al-ayam.
Shira is hidden chachma?
The what do you call the expression of simcha. And when you call on how much Hashem loves me, and therefore how much I love Hashem, right? That's the deepest wisdom.
That's Shira.
That's the deepest wisdom. Right? That's Shira. That's Shira of describing Hashem's love for me, how in turn I would call how I want to show my love for Him. That's called the deepest wisdom. Right? Lefisha Amdu Madregas Yira, the Bri Kwad, he says, because until this point, what about all the others? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, what do you call it? They didn't sing, what do you call it? What do you mean they didn't sing Shira? Of course they sang Shira. But they stood in a state of, what do you call it, of awe before the Rabbonu Shalom. Right?
Okay, just one thing. The expression of Shira is Hashem's love for us and our reciprocal love. What?
That's called the deepest wisdom. Uh-huh. That's what the deepest wisdom Hashem is trying to communicate to us. The all those before, he's saying the Medrash is telling us, they stood in that state of awe, right? But the Jewish people, right? The Jewish people, and Dafka, because the Jewish people came from such a low place, and they saw what Hashem did for them, right? It was so clear to them that the next stage was really called not just to stand in a state of awe, but that awe should lead them to a tremendous experience of Ava, of how much Hashem loves them, and how much in turn they must love Hashem. Right? And it's only sort of like when Makam Shabbali Tshuva Omdim in Tzadikim Mumi Chol Ma'amav, the Avos were superior. The Avos, what do you call, the Avos struggled and grew, etc. But the Jewish people, they went down into the absolute pits. They went down to the absolute pits. They were at the bottom of Memtesh Shartuma. And yet at the end of that whole, the whole experience, they saw what Hashem did for them. They realized how much Hashem loved them in a way that would call it a person who...
But they didn't say Shira.
Right? So they, when it all became clear to them, when they participated, etc., and they saw all the Mita Keneged Mita, and then they were able to sing Shira, that was the deepest Chachma. That was the highest Chachma. That was what he called the Ava and the Simcha in their Shira, right? The Ava and the Simcha in their Shira. What Hashem has done for me and what I need to do for Hashem, that was what he called, that was the pinnacle of their experience. And that's what we're all aspiring to do. We don't have the same sound and light show, right, that they had, but it's part of our spiritual genetic makeup because we're their descendants. And that's why we say every day Shira. We try and reconnect to that idea once again. And from within that context of realizing how much Hashem loves us and therefore how much we have to reciprocate vis-a-vis Hashem, we say Kriya Shema, Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, we daven to Hashem, and Mit Hashem, we should see the Torah just like they saw it in those days. B'mir Yameinu, Amen.